Okay, we learned the Braisa that lists 10 dinim that connect to the Shir Dalet al Dalet. We went through the Gemara explaining the various dinim of the Braisa. Let's see the Tosus in. Tosus Yibu Hamas Chiyo Bayis She'embo Dalet Amis. This is how the Braisa begins. Tosus notes that this Braisa is also quoted in Yerushalmi in Maisros. We mentioned this Yerushalmi, the same Halacha, the same Yerushalmi that we spoke about yesterday with the Gra. Yerushalmi chashiv she'ein tovel ma'aser v'anodem in habayis mutali kanisbo. So Tosus says that there are two things in Yerushalmi's list that do not appear here that depend on the Shir Dalet al Dalet. The first, she'ein tovel ma'aser, and the second, as far as nidarin, a person makes a neder not to enter a bayis, he's allowed to enter a bayis that's not a Shir Dalet al Dalet. The second din is a chidush in its own right, because here we're talking about neder, which is lashon b'nei adam, right? In terms of the dinim that we have in our braisa, these are objective halachas, right? A mezuzah, a maikah, hilchas erevin, chosin ochei amochama. Is it called a bayis? It's not called a bayis. You could argue that it's not called a bayis based on the definition of the Torah, but when a person says, I'm not going to enter a bayis, that's totally what the person's das was when he uses a lashon basi she'eni nichnas. So here you see a chiddush in that case, that even something tali b'lashon b'nei adam, if a person says bayis, he also means the bayis of dalet al dalet. That's interesting. What's the first nafgamina Tosus mentions in the Yerushalmi that's not in our Gemara? That's the halacha of ein tovel ma'aser. What's the din as far as ma'aser is concerned? We know that before you take off trumas ma'aser, we call it tru'a tevel. But that means, of course, that you're not allowed to eat tevel, you're not allowed to snack, you're not allowed to give yourself, even the animal, to eat. Once it reaches what's called the onas ha'ma'aser, and also the gemar malacha, that there's a chiv that sets in. But there's another halacha besides that. And that is the din that it has to be roat pnei habayis. The pasuk says bi'arti hakodesh min habayis. I read it from the Rambam here in Hilchos Ma'aser, Paragimel. So you have peros yigil. First of all, onas ha'ma'aser v'nitlu shabadat v'adayin v'nigra malachtan. So just because it reaches onas ha'ma'aser, if it's not yet gemar malacha, mutalech achilas arai. You can eat achilas arai snack from it ad shetigma malachtan. However, once you have what's called gemar malacha, then it should be usher even to have a snack. But then the Rambam adds, when is this true? That once it's gemar malacha, you can't even snack from it. The gomim perosa b'machon b'shuk. If the intention is to sell it, you're not intending to bring it into the house. However, if your intention is gohulichan labais, then it's even mutter to eat achayus arai after gemar malacha, ad sheyikvu lemaaser. So we have something called yikvu lemaaser. That's what this idea is of tovel lemaaser. And there are different things that are kaveh lemaaser. One of them is habayis. And here the Rambam elaborates on lachad dalet here. Case that per shedaito l'holichan l'bayis, afo pi shenigma malachtan, ocha mehen arai ad sheyikansu l'bayis. However, nechnesu l'bayis, nikvu lemaaser v'asu lechom hen ad sheyaser. So this halacha of that it has to be nichnas l'bayis, then it's nikva l'maaser, even though there's already been the gemar malacha. Now, it's interesting. So what did the Yerushalmi therefore tell us? That if the bayis is not dalet al dalet, that does not create this halacha of koveh l'maaser. And therefore, whatever was mutter until now to be snacking from it is still mutter until it's nichnas to a bayis, that is dalet al dalet. Now, something interesting. Let's leave this aside. Maybe we'll come back to this in a minute. What does Tosus say after quoting the Yerushalmi's two nafgaminas that do not appear by us? Tosus says, "V'od havele lemeimar le'inyan pesach beis av shul nara morasha." Tosus brings another nafgamina that could have been mentioned, and what is that? The din is that a Nara Marasa gets what Misa, if she's Mizana, she gets Skila. But not just the Onesh Skila, but the Torah also tells us that she's Niskeles, we are Al Pesach Beis Aviha. That's what the Torah says, special halacha, that the Skila that takes place not in what we are otherwise called the Beis Haskilah for Beis Din, but she's Niskelas al Pesach Beis Av. What if the Beis Av is not Dalet al Dalet? So then you can't have this, you can't do it over, it doesn't count. What would be exactly, that would be another question. So what if she doesn't have Pesach Beis Av? So there's a whole discussion. If you can't be Mekayim Krakid Dechsiv, okay, you have to know. But you can't count this as a kiyum of that mitzvah of Pesach Beis Aviha, because it has to be Dalet al Dalet. Interesting. So another halacha that would depend on Shir Dalet al Dalet. Now, what did Tosis want by saying this? Va'od Habilei L'meimah. What was Tosis' kavana here? I mean, he quotes the Yerushalmi that has two nafkaminas that are not by us, and then he says there's another nafkamina. So the way that the Maram seems to learn it, Tosis means to ask as a kasha. Kasha on the Yerushalmi. Our Gemara doesn't mention Nafkamina Pesach Beisa'av, but neither does it mention Nafkamina Tovah L'Maiser or the Nafkamina of Nidarim. So why doesn't it mention it? So the answer is what's called Tana V'Shayer. Just because we list 10 things doesn't mean there aren't more. You find a lot of times in Mishnais and Brises that you have things that are left out. The Gemara always says Tana V'Shayer, except that you can't tell me one thing is left out, because then you ask Akasha, my shire, the high shire, like you're leaving everything except, you mentioned everything except for one. It has to be at least two. If you leave out more than one, then okay, it's not an exhaustive list. But if you have already at least two, then it could be three, it could be four. So the fact that our Gemara quotes a brisa that doesn't mention the Darim, doesn't mention Meisler, and doesn't mention Pesach Beis Av, it's not a problem. But if the Yerushalmi mentions everything and doesn't mention Pesach Beis Av, that's strange. That's what Tosis would mean to ask. So according to Maram, that's what Tosis' intention was. Havel l'mifni namiha, at least on the Yerushalmi. But the Aruch HaNer says, l'chor, that's not correct pshat in Tosis. Because if you look carefully at the Yerushalmi, so it's true the Yerushalmi mentions two things that are not by us, but there are things in our list that are not in the Yerushalmi. I read you from the Yerushalmi. This is, again, that same Yerushalmi that we mentioned yesterday in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel of Maisvis. Ditani Bayis She'en bo Arba Amos Arba Amos. Okay, listen carefully. Pata min ha-mezuzah U'min ha-maika. Okay, so far check it lines up, right? The mezuzah min ha-maika. Now what would be Havayas next? What? Let's see if that gets mentioned. Let's listen carefully. Okay. Again. Okay, so that was skipping ahead. Okay, but we'll still come back. We can still come back to it. Eruv can be different things. The Eino Tovah L'Maisros. This is what Tosis quotes. The Ein Osen Oso Chibur L'Ir. What does that sound like? Ibor Shneyorski. Tos is going to quote on Amid Beis that the Lashon Yishalmi is Chibor Le'ir as opposed to the Lashon here, which is interesting for the Tos of Amid Beis, but that corresponds at least to the union of Tchumin. V'hanodim in Abayis Mutalei Shebo. That's what Tos is quoted here as well. They keep going. V'ein Nosen Lo Arba Amos Lefnei Pischo. Okay, this is number 10 in our list. Good. The ain't summis biyovel doesn't become nechlat biyovel. That corresponds to what? To batei rechoma. That it's, you sell it, then it by a bias it would be locked in for the lekeach, and if it's not doubt al doubt, it can be redeemed, or it goes back, I should say, by yovel. Vein mitami ben goyim. Good. Vein habayu mechosna lo miorchi amulcham. That's the end of the quote. No, nope. So is it everything that's here? What's not there? Negoyim is Negoyim is there? No, I read Negoyim. What's not there? The aim is shtatfin bo. In other words, she tufim of both. Yeah, because it says now it's in the dalet of pischo. Yeah,
can't include an erev.
So that's maybe the shalem with that. Maybe I think that's what the maram will hold. Yeah, see, this is interesting. The lashon of the Yerushalmi was Ein Umin Ha'eruv. That's a very ambiguous phrase. Umin Ha'eruv. So the Aruch HaNer says No, so clearly he didn't mention everything, because Min Erev means what? Min Erev means that Ein Manichem Bo Erev, perhaps. Maybe it means Ein Ma'arvin Bo, that it's not asking the other houses. But what about Ein Mishtatfin Bo? That doesn't fit. So you see, it left something out. No, the Maram maybe will learn, like you just said. The Maram will learn that Tosis felt that everything that we have here is mentioned, and that's included in Minha Eruv, because Shittu Mavos is like an extension, it's parallel Takana to Eva Chatzeros, and therefore Tosis Kashu would be. So, no. So, why didn't the Yerushalmi mention one more case? Yeah, but the Aruch HaNar says that he notes from the Rash. The Rash is the one of the Rishonim, of course, that you find in Tyrus, you find him in Zeroyim. You open the regular Gemara and you look in the back, so you find the Masechtas that don't have Gemara, so they have the Pirush HaRash on the side. The Rash often brings the Tosefta and the Brisas after the Mishnah. He quotes the Tosefta or the Brisas, so he quotes this Brisa, and he notes that the version of the Yerushalmi did not quote everything that we have here. Yeah. Here, I read from the Rash. Tanya, Ben Tavu Maisis, Kuach Braisa. This Braisa, Maisil of Perkam de Sukkah, Velo Katani Hasam, meaning in Sukkah, Velo Tobula Maisros. It doesn't mention in the Braisa in Sukkah that which will Tobula Maisros. It also doesn't mention, as Tosis notes, what doesn't it mention in our Braisa? Nedarim. Right? It doesn't mention Nedarim either. The Ika Mili Hasam, the Lo Tani Hacha. It doesn't tell you what. The Ika Mili Hasam in Sukkah, the Lo Tani Hacha in the Braisa here. I think the only one we discovered would be Shitufim Mavos, unless you say Erev means only one of the two Dinim of Erev, and then you really have two things that are missing. Anyway, so it's hard to know exactly what to do with the expression, Patim in the Erev. Okay, and according to the Maram, really, it's all there, except for the two things. I mean, it's all there in Yerushalmi, except for Pesach Beisa'av, that Tosis asks. And according to the Aruch HaNer, the Rash, apparently there's other things missing as well. And if that's the case, what would Tosis be saying? Not a kasha in the Yerushalmi, but just a ha'ara. Okay, L'maisa, I have another nafka mina. What the other nafka mina? Pesach Beisa'av. The Pesach Beisa'av, if the Beisa'av is not Daud El-Daud, you can't mekayim that inyan of ski of Namarasa in front of a house that's not Daud El-Daud. Okay, so it's a ha'ara by itself. Let's think about this. Does that really make sense to ask it to assume that if you have a Namarasa that's Niskeles, Pesach Beisa'av, it's got to be Daud El-Daud? Yes, on the one hand, Bayis, Ksiv, like it says in Gemara, that these five things that we have in our Bayis, so the first five things are based on Bayis Ksivahu, it says Bayis, and it does say Bayis. It says the Aruch HaNer, let's, as he puts it, Zil Basa Taima. Let's follow the logic. Is it stand the idea that Bayis is defined as Dira, of Adal Adalit, or is it because the Din itself has to do with the Inyan of Dira, that the Torah would say that you have to have a bias of a dira for this din, for chos me'och melchama, what kind of a bias do you go back to? A bias, that's a dira that you're going to live in. What kind of bias do you want in the time ben goyim? Bias, that's a dira. That's what the Torah is giving you, the onus of tzaras. Mezuzah, the Torah is machai mezuzah, a bias of a dira. Micah, on a bias of a dira. But the erichoma, you can understand that the dinim are a function of the type of bias, a bias of dira. But what about this halacha of Nar Marasa who's chayv skila? What's the idea? Why is she neskela stafgal Pesach Beisa'av? Where does it come from? So Rashi in Chumash really quotes this, and it's based on Chazal. The three words, U gidulim shegidaltem. In other words, it's a way of trying to, you might say, embarrass and to hold up the fact that the chinuch was improper. This is what happens. A woman who's mezana after being married reflects in some way poorly on the upbringing, on the father, on the chinuch. So the Torah wants to make that point clearly by having the skila done of Pesach Beisa'av. So the father happens to live in a house that's not Dalet al Dalet. Okay? Is there any less of an important message of Ru'u Gidom Shegidaltem in a house that's less than Dalet al Dalet? The point should be the same. Ru'u Gidom Shegidaltem. That's the message. So here, the Kein Dira of Bayis should be irrelevant. That's the Aruch HaNer's time. As he puts it, the Ikra Dava, Yechashiv Hach the Pesach Pesav Shir, that we left it out, Tzorach Iyon, Bishra B'chol Hanach, Tzorach Iyos, Bayis, Chashiv Harayu L'dira, Pachis B'dalet Avesu, Lochashiv Dira B'keva, Mishadar Bo, he's living there, but the Daito, it's a Koladam, it's not called a Bayis. However, Pesach Pesav, Dinah Marasa, Da Tam Dinis Keles, Shom Humishum, Lomar La'av, Ru'u Gidom Shigidaltem, as Rashi says in Chumash, Mali in Bayis Shiroi L'dira Hu Imlo, Kimisha Av Dar Sham, Umaisa, the father lives there, Mitzvah Lisko, Sham Laharas Lo, Gidu Av Haroi. And then he goes on, he says, I'll prove this to you. Let's expand our discussion, expand our horizons here a little bit. And he brings other examples. So among the examples he brings, Mishkino Chutz L'Beisdin. It says in the Pasuk in Kiseitzi, Lo Sovo El Beiso Lavo Davoto. You're not allowed, just like that, to come in to take a mashkin from a lova. What happens? You wait outside, and then it gets brought out to you with a formal process, with the Shliach Beis Din, Va'isha Shatanosha, V'yotzliach HaSavo Dachutza. You can't trespass, you can't go in and seize a mashkin. That's an Issur Lav in the Torah. The Pasuk says, Lo Sovo El Beiso Lavo Davota. Note, suppose the bias happens to be less than Dalet al Dalet. There'd be no Lav given for a case like that. Lo Matsanu Beposkin Dabra Zeh. Lo Ishtamit. Lo Beposkin Lishtok Melaskir Zeh. So what about that? Note, what's the answer? Why must it be that it's a lav even in the case of less dalet al dalet? Because zil basa taima. The Torah doesn't want you to come forcibly and grab a mashkin. It has to be done properly with the shliach beis din. And if he has to come out, and you can't go on your own and take a mashkin inside the person's house. So what's the difference if the house is dalet al dalet or less dalet al dalet? It's not going to matter. So too comes to the case of namaras. No, Bidasa Tosus. What could we think? Tosus didn't mention Shliach Beis Din, the case of a malve going on his own to take a mashke. Tosus mentions Pesach Beisav. Apparently, Tosus holds that if the Torah defines bayis a certain way, then whether the reason applies or not is irrelevant. The Torah says bayis, beis aviha. The bias has to be what we normally associate with the bias, and that is Dalet al Dalet. If you don't have Dalet al Dalet, you can't mekayim the skila of Pesach Beisav. Aye, so what do you do with the case over there, for example? He thinks other cases, but what about this case? The chora you could think, and here we'll have to see if we come back to Meister and see what to make of this, but the chora you could say that this. Sometimes the Torah says bias, and term means bias. Sometimes the Torah says bias, it doesn't mean bias, Batson. What does it really mean? It means reshus. L'mashal. The halacha was sabo beis alav avoto. That means dafka bias. Let's say his chatzin. You come into his chatzin, into his reshus, into his domain, and you take the mashkin forcibly. That's not alav. I would think so. I would think it would be. The Torah says beiso, that's where he lives. But it really means reshus, though. Beiso is just a loose definition of reshus. His place where he lives. No, just like the Gemara says over here by Shituf, Lo Gara Megara Mechatsa. Lo Gara Mechatsa. So if you're going into the bayis, less than Dalet al Dalet, let it be outdoors. It's also us. We said, for example, the Lasasim Dam Vesacha, the other half of the Pasuk of Micah. Right? Micah says, Kisiv Nebayis Chadash, that means Dalet al Dalet. What does it say further in the pasuk? L'sasim dam in beveisacha. The person can't have a sulam ra'ua, a shaky ladder. Where? Only in his house? Beveisacha. The din is you can't have a hazard in your chatzar either, in your property. Navir beveisacha is not dafka dalet al dalet. It's not dafka bayis. You see that the word bayis can mean chatzar too. It can mean reshus. So when it comes, I argue, when it comes to Lavid Avoto, that case, it's not about a bias. So Mela, it doesn't have to be Dalet al Dalet. However, when it says that she's Niskelis, that Namaras Niskelis, HaPesach Beis Aviyah, it's talking about a bias. It says bias. I, the Svara, Ru'u Gidum, Shegidaltem, would be just as valid if it was less than Dalet al Dalet. I understand. Good. Tosus understands that. But Lamaisa, the Torah does talk about Pesach Beis Av. She's not Niskelis by the Chatzar. A Pesach HaChatzer, it means a Pesach Beisah. So if it says Bais, it has to be Bais. So Bais means Dalet al Dalet. That's the Chorbet, what Tosus would say. So you can't bring in cases where the whole Muvana Bais doesn't mean Bais. But when it says Bais, it means Bais, then the halacha is limited to Dalet al Dalet. Okay, this would be a nice way to answer for Tosus. Go ahead.
What if we apply this to the other situations, like so
you have to now go through some of the examples. So what else does he have? So I give you, let's take one of them. Let's say by Karban Pesach, you have to be eating. You can't eat in two batim. What, this is a halacha bayis? What would you say? No, if it's a chatzir, it's the same thing. So there also, I would argue the same thing as by Osama Beis Elavid Avoto. It's about, bayis doesn't mean bayis, it means rishus. So Misvara, I think I can hear very strongly why Tosus could bring in Pesach Beis Av and not be concerned by all these other examples. Okay, the Aruch HaNer Svara is well taken. L'maisa, Rugidom Shekidaltem would apply either way. But Tosus could hold it. L'maisa, the Torah is Bais and Torah means Bais, then Bais is going to have a definition. Okay. All this is, you know, very mistaver. But there's one problem. Go ahead.
Sorry, no, I wasn't going to answer that question.
Okay. Okay, so let me say the problem, then hold your question, and we'll see, put it all together. This is what I'm struggling with. I mean, I'll share with you where I'm going. What was the example Tosus does mention that appears there in Yerushalmi? Tovel lemais. The Arati HaKodesh min HaBayis. So the way that we just expressed it, that means because the Torah says Bayis. And now the din is, if it's less than Dalet al Dalet, it doesn't pass for Bayis. But lemais, what is the halach of Rias Pinei Bais? Is it only Bais that's Kovei El HaMaiser? Is it even Chatzar that's Kovei El HaMaiser? It's Mefurish HaGemar. It's Mefurish HaGemar. But now you have to know how to read the Gemar. But the Gemar is a couple of places, but I'll read you from Bamitsiya Pei Zayin and Beis on Pei Ches Amir Aleph. Amar Avyanai, Ein HaTevo Mischai B'Maiser Ad Sheyira Pinei HaBais. Shenemar Bi'arte HaKodesh Min HaBais. Rashi, and a tevel mischayev afil mercho b'kriv mitnas gemar melacha ad sheyir pnei abayis sheikonis derech ha-pesach shu pnei abayis. And always another halacha has to go into the house derech ha-pesach, not in through the roof. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar afil chatzer kovas. Rabbi Yochanan comes and adds afil chatzer kovas. Even chatzis kovas l'maisa shenem v'achu b'sharecha b'saveim. Mishashim nechnas l'sharecha. Rashi says. The Gemara says, "I Rabbi Yochanan nami haksiv min habayis." What about the pasuk min habayis? So here it's interesting. Amalei chatzis dumi de bayis. Ma bayis ha-mishtamer af chatzis ha-mishtameres. That it has to be mishtamer, that's what the Torah is trying to tell me. This is all paskind in the Rambam. You go back to the Rambam, Hilchos Maaser, and these are the Mishnayos also there in Paragimel and Maaser. What type of chatzis is Kobeya? That's the Mishnah that Yerushalmi is going on. The Rambam Perek Dalet Halachah Zayin, Hilchos Maaser. Kishem Shabayis Kobeya LeMaaser, Kach HaChatzis Kovas LeMaaser. And so on. What things are considered like a chatzar, what's not considered like a chatzar. These are all the Mishnayos. So now what we said before doesn't necessarily hold up. So now at the end of the day, what do we see by Maisa? It's not dafka about a bayis, even a chatzar. What we're saying, if it's a halacha, not about bayis, the etzem, bayis is just a way of a synonym for chatzah, for reshus, then the whole halacha about al-dalet should not be relevant. It should be no worse than chatzah. So how could the Yerushalmi therefore give a nafkamina that if it's not Dalet al Dalet, it won't be Kabeya Lamaisa, not Toba Lamaisa. There should be no Western Chatz. So here we're stuck. Here you have to know. You have to know. Is the din chatz, is the pshat that the din bias, the halacha bias really means nothing more than chatz, nothing more than mishus, like we're saying by the other cases? Or is it a separate halacha? Is this a din of bias that's kaveya, and bias kaveya on its terms? And then there's a din chatz that Rabbi Yochanan learns that from the other pasuk, bachu b'sharecha. But bias still has its own integrity. This is why, again, it's the beginning of an approach. I'm not giving you a full answer. It's giving you a way to think about it. It could be that it's still different than, for example, what I wanted to say by Lo Sasin Dam Beisacha and the case of Lo Selo Veso. There, the Torah says bias, it doesn't mean bias. It means reshusa. So it never took on the meaning of bias. And therefore, what difference does it make if it's dalad or not? It's his reshus. Here, even if Yochanan teaches us that chatz is koveya, does that mean that bias never meant bias? That the whole halacha is the reshus? Or does halacha bias being koveya lamaisa? Is it not chatz being koveya lamaisa? But if it's a bias, it has to fit within bias. And if it's a chatz, then it works within chatz. There's no chatz, and the bias is less than dal dal, maybe it won't be koveya lamaisa. Maybe that could be the Rishalmi. They both say, here we're going. Now, again, I'm not. But this requires more iyun in terms of the halachas and the gather of these dinim. With sikum, like what do we have? We have the Yushalmi gives you two nafkaminas that Tosis quotes that are not in our Gemara. Tosis asks in Pesach Beis Ha'av, it's a kasha or ha'ara, whatever it is that Tosis meant to say. Comes in Aruch HaNer and says, Pesach Beis Ha'av, that should bachal not matter without el doubt or not, because it's based on this idea of Ru'uki Dom Shigidalten. The Haraya, he says, what about these other examples of Mishkan Oshalo Bebezdin? We wanted to tie that that could be a different issue because there it's not a bias in the sense of bias, that's Mishuso. Other examples like that. Mashenkin over here, true, reason should apply in all cases, but the Torah did say bias. It's not a niskelis by the chatz, it's niskelis by the bias. The only problem we ran into is, but Lamaisa, the din of Kaveh Lamaisa seems to also be by chatz. So then why should Dalet al Dalet matter by bias again? So you have to think about how to resolve it. That's what comes out of this Tosis. Eitan, you were before. Yeah.
The Aruch HaNer seems to be assuming where he says fish on the Kohanim, the Kasher itself, there's bias, Kasher, or the Dira. Why is he assuming that all the cases that were brought until now, I guess the Yerushalmi and the Brisa were because of Roy the Dira?
Dalet al Dalet is because of Roy Ladir. What knows? Well, why bias. Is a bias that's not Dalet al Dalet not a bias? Because it's not Roy Ladir.
But when it asked my time off, only the kids of Eir even said because of Roy.
No. It's two things. In other words, here, it's the definition of bias is a space that is Roy Ladir. Right? So it goes back to the definition of bias. By Erevin, it's not about the definition of bias, it's about the Roy Ladir itself. It's still different. Notice here, a bias is not a bias if it's not Dalet al Dalet, but why not? Because a bias is a bias means it has to be Roy Ladira. But it has to go back to the definition of bias. Here, by Erevin, it's not about defining bias, it's about just that they live, it's a place to live. Everyone is living in that. It's Din Rabbanan. So there, it's just the Chazir Ladira itself. Just maybe just to be mashkim from yesterday, I want to hear everyone's question, but just to be mashkim yesterday, we brought the Gra that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that by a sukkah, that was the Yushalmi, that was the Gemara in Yuma, that Rabbi Yehuda is machayev a sukkah, the mezuzah, and what else is Rabbi Yehuda machayev a sukkah in? Because he holds the U.S. Kevin. What else is machayev a sukkah in? Also what? He can put an Erev in a sukkah, and what else? Sukkah is also koveya lemaisa. The Chacham would disagree on all three counts. The Chacham would say sukkah is diras arai, therefore sukkah is part of the mezuzah, and sukkah is not koveya lemaisa. And sukkah, you couldn't place a sukkah with an aser, and you couldn't place the erev in the sukkah. Now the question is, assuming that a sukkah is kasher from the shir of zayin tefachim a zayin tefachim, which is veshamis shita. And we have no reason to assume of you that disagrees with that. I mean, That's also within the eight Tanoim that are by a list of Diras Keva. There's a Diras Keva of Rebbe of Dalet Amis, and there's a Diras Keva that Sukkah requires at least Rosh Ubi Shulchano. Could be of Yehuda holds like that. What about the Chiyuv Mezuzah and Kabbalah Lamaisa? When we say Sukkah is Kabbalah Lamaisa, Sukkah is Chayv Mezuzah, what would that mean? Only a Dalet al Dalet or even less? So, we could have argued in Svara that Rabbi Yehuda's Machayev Mezuzah, even if it's Sukkah of Zayin al Zayin, Abai is less than Dalet al Dalet is Patman Mezuzah. But we noted the Shita that Rashash brings from the Chamudi Daniel, according to Pesachet Shuv, Elchus Mezuzah, that what? The base Shar is Chayev Mezuzah, if it's right before the house, it's a little hut, and it's before the house, and it's for the Shomer there. And it's chayiv, he says, even not dalet dalet. Why? Because its function is fulfilled through whatever shear it is. So you don't need dalet dalet. Then you're cholik, but that's what he brings. So too, we could argue by a sukkah. A sukkah, its keva is already fulfilled through whatever shear, even zayin al zayin tvach. That's what you could have said. But what did the Yerushalmi say according to the Gra? No. You need, the Yehuda would hold like the Chacham, unless as Dalet al Dalet. Only Sukkah Dalet al Dalet is Chayv Mezuzah. So too, only Sukkah Dalet al Dalet is Kovea Lamaisa. That means that you need the Kfiyus of Dalet al Dalet, even if the Sukkah is Kasher or less than Dalet al Dalet. So first of all, okay, so why is it different than Mezuzah? Maybe it isn't. Maybe the Gra holds not like that Shita. Okay. But Lamaisa, if this we didn't spell yesterday. Let's assume, like the Shita, that they quote, Pesachet Shuvah quotes, that the Rashash is Mitzayin, that a Beis Shar can be Chayv Mezuzah even less Dalet al Dalet. So why would Sukkah not be Chayv Mezuzah until Dalet al Dalet? Is there a Chiluk? I think there is a Chiluk. Can anyone think of a Svar? Is anything added to a Beis Shar that's Dalet al Dalet in terms of its function? Vis-a-vis a base shah that's not dalet al dalet. Is anything added in terms of what it's meant to do? No. But the one shomer that's there, it's not going to matter. He doesn't need to walk around. He does not supposed to walk around. I mean, so it's nothing, in terms of its function, it is completely chazi l'milsei, as the Rishash puts it, in a perfect way, already by whatever shear it is. However, a sukkah might be kasha by zayin al zayin. It's already a keva of some sort by sukkah. But is there a greater kvius of sukkah by dalet al dalet? What do you think? Of course. So it could be that the kvius that you need for mezuzah, and apparently for ma'aser as well, is a greater keva where it's not so foof, it's a little bigger. So that's what Yerushalmi would be saying, that Rabbi Yehuda is moda, that it has to be dalet al dalet for mezuzah and for ma'aser. What we were medayik yesterday at the end of Shir was, but what about the other halacha? What else does it say? Rabbi Yehuda's machayev sukkah. Or in Eruv, in other words, it's asering, and you can put the Eruv in the sukkah. Let's say the sukkah is only Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, not Dalet Amos. So there, the Yerushalmi doesn't mention that Rav Yehuda is Moda. So there, it could be that as far as Dira is concerned, the Dira you have, the Dira, because that's exactly what we said in terms of defining it as a bias. So the bias means a dirab bias, not the dirab which is zayin al zayin. So therefore, you need dalet al dalet for bias for meiser, assuming that's even a bias and a bias of a mezuzah. However, what is it that by erev that's required? Chazi ledira. No, for sukkah it's chazi ledira. For sukkah it's chazi ledira. It's mamish. That's exactly the point. Bias, which requires a dirab bias. So sukkah, zayin al zayin, won't suffice for that. Masha'enkin erev is just chazi u'dira, I have. So Rabbi Yehuda would agree, would hold that you could put the erev in a sukkah of zayin al zayin, even though you would not mechayv mezuzah. That would be, as far as correct, that's what would come out. Good, so that's just ashlama to yesterday. A suffix, just to maybe everyone's question I'll take, just a suffix to think about, just to throw out. Near Chanukah, you place it where? Al Pesach Mikaradin, Al Pesach Al Bayis, right? What if the Bayis is not Dalad Al Dalad? What do you think? That's a Din Rabbanan. It's not about Bayis in the Torah, but the Takana was to light Chanukah, right? This is a Bismol, Ne Chanukah Bimin. Yeah, but what if the house is not Dalad Al Dalad? So would there be a din of lighting the Ner Chanukah and the Pesach HaBayis if not Dalad Al Dalad? I don't know. I remember still know. What do you think?
I would say according to Aruch Ner.
According to Aruch Ner, yes. And then
What's the time here?
Okay, but we're going to go with Tosis. Tosis applies it to Pesach Beisav also. Tosis applies it to Pesach Beisav too, but he wouldn't apply it to Achilas Karm Pesach. It wouldn't apply it to the case of Osev Obeso.
That's a question.
Apparently, that's what we thought. Tosis only said it by Pesach Beisav. What about the din of Ner Chanukah? I know it's not Hadrasa, but it's the Takana was Pesach HaBayis.
No.
Okay, questions from before. Who was Ari? Oh, I forget the order. Moshe, okay.
According to the Ner goes Achar Taima, Basar Taima, then why by, like, let's say, Nagan, by a house? You also go Basar Taima by a Nagan.
It doesn't explain exactly each one, but I would say that the Torah only makes you have to go through the process of Tumas Negayim if it's a Dira, the house of a Dira.
Yeah, but what's the reason you're getting Negayim? Because the Lashon Hara, I'm saying whatever it is.
If there's an Onesh wherever you're living, no. Okay, but you have to, you can think of something. I can think of something. Yeah.
What about mezuzah?
No, mezuzah is clear. That's clear. That's the din of the rice. That's one of the dinim. Mezuzah has to be dalal dalad. You mean the smar behind it? Yeah, only a base dira is mechui mezuzah, but the real dira, a dira that's considered, a bias of a dira. Yeah.
Isn't the Tom Hacker though? So it seems like
it's
something very specific.
Yeah, the Torah one, right? Only on the house. That's the standard of the house of a dira. The Torah is mechui mezuzah. It's hard to always pin down exactly, but yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, what else? Ari?
So this Hashanah that you wanted, that we just said, to yesterday's discussion.
That one of Yehuda would not agree to Eir. He'd agree to the other two, but not to Eir.
So are we trying to say that it could be the Gro would agree to the Halacha, or it could be the Niyam?
Yes, that's what I want to gain with that, right? That the Gro, who says Pshat in Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yehuda would not be Machayb in Mezuzah, if it's not Dalad al Dalad, could agree to the din of the Rashash Gwin for Chamud Daniel, that a Beit Shar is Chayb Mezuzah even less Dalad al Dalad. Because there, it's Chazil and Mose, as the Rashash Gwin puts it, for Beit Shar. There's nothing added in terms of definition of Beit Shar when you make it bigger. But in a Sukkah, it's a different type of a Dira. It's more of a Dira when you add more space. And therefore, what the Torah would want from mezuzah is a bigger dira, a bais type of a dira, not just a sukkah type of a dira.
Why would Erev
is different, because Erev is not about bais, it's just chazi ledira. That was what the Gemara said. The other ones is bais ksibahu. But Erev is chazi ledira. It is, for sukkah. When it's about tracking it after bias, then you need the dira bias. But if it's just chazi ledira, then Rabbi Yehuda says, so sukkah is chazi ledira zayin ozayin. That's why there you would hope even zayin ozayin would be enough to be maniach
there. So even though we're talking about mezuzah bias sukkah, but since the pasuk says the word bias by it, so even by sukkah it's going to take on a 4x4.
Yeah, because since it does add the dira component when it's bigger, yeah. So chidusha, but that lemaisa, that's what seems to come out mitoch hasugya, mitoch the gra, because the Yerushalmi did not mention Erev. If you have a hachra on the Chanukah Shah, I'd be interested to hear. You have to be find something about it, maybe it's discussed somewhere. What would be the din of the Ner Chanukah? Right? Because all these dinim, now you wonder. Okay, bias. That's all din of bias.
Where would you do it inside?
Okay, it wouldn't be. Separate discussion. You don't have a bias. What do you do? Okay. Someone said maybe the chaser, but yeah.
I was very bothered by the spark of the shach. Since by bargaining we see it can function as a iver.
Yeah, he's applying the chazir mil fate.
That's going to get rid of mezuzah. Yeah. I'm assuming we said it's a difference from mezuzah. Could it be that, I'm not exactly sure this is coming from a lack of knowledge regarding helping mezuzah, but it says the halacha that, as the Rishash quotes it, is that specifically if it's open up to a bias, if you have a bishar that's open up to a bias, so that when it's going to be chayav mezuzah, even if it's not a valid. But maybe. And maybe what the point is, it's not because it's chazil milsi in its own right. Like if it would just be in the middle of nowhere without not connected to the house, will it be chayim mezuzah? Either somehow learning from this concept of iber, since it's connected to the house, which is chayim mezuzah, and it is, and it's chazil milsi, so
the Rashash took this for chazil milsi, like Mar uses by Borgin, and he applies it also to the mezuzah. The base shar halacha is a whole controversy. The Maaseh Zatos is later on chesam the base. Things are skiras or sugis, whether a base shares chayv mezuzah or not. So he has a yishuv. It depends how you know with rice and rabbanon and whether what it opens to. There's a lot of different shittas we've shown him on base shares and mezuzah. So I want to get into the details. But again, assuming there's a case of base shares chayv mezuzah, whatever the case might be, now the question is if it's not dalal dalal. That's the chiddush that the second shul brings up with the neil that it's. Chayiv mezuzah, whatever the case might be, it doesn't need dalal. Dalal and others are cholim. Yeah. Okay, let's see the next tosis. Okay, so tosis now is going to also, a little unfamiliar territory, but as much as we can, just to simply nail down the pashup shad here. Be'in manichin bo eruv, this is a bias, it's not dalal al dalid. So, ein manichin bo eruv, you cannot put the eruv there. The lo chazi ledira. This is what the Gemara says on the base, right? It's not about bias ksiva, it's because lo chazi ledira. Which therefore would mean what? As Rashi puts it on the base, the very Rashi that did mask lo chazi ledira, Rashi says, the time of the eruva, the forest be'ervin mishum dira. Right? That's the words of Rashi. The time of the eruva, the forest be'ervin mishum dira, the bias shenosin bo apas, shall eruv have a ki'u kuan dar mitocha. Where the pass is, so everyone who contributed to the pass, it's like they're living in that house where the pass is, and therefore the chatzah is mishamish one house. Therefore you need a pass, it's right with dira, which means dal al dal. Fektosis. V'afil l'shmuel the amar b'perek misho tziuhu. Even with that Shmuel who holds, quote, Eruv mishum kinyan, maybe pass around the Gemara's here from Ervin, take a look with me. Tosis quotes from Ervin Nemtes, Shita of Shmuel, Eruv Mishum Kinyan. Oh, so now Tosa has a problem. If you hold Eruv Mishum Kinyan, then why can't you be maniach an Eruv of a house that's not Chazir Adira? What does Dira have to do with it? It's Eruv Mishum Kinyan. What does all this mean? We'll see in a second. And for Tosa, no, but lo miknu v'shusayu b'shvil bayis d'lo Chazir Adira. But even if it's Mishum Kinyan, lo miknu v'shusayu, the various rishuyos are not being acquired and not being transferred for a house that's not chazik of dira. So you still have the element of dira. What is, just touch the words here. Let's see the Gemara that Tosfos is referring to. What is this? It's to have a basic background. Take a look here in Daf Memtes and Ervin, one of you on your sheets. The Gemara brings a machlokas, Rabba and Shmuel. Omar Shmuel. This is about five lines from the bottom. I'm then testing it out. Omar Shmuel, Eruv Mishum Kinyan. The Yemtomar Mipnei Ma in Konin Bima'a Mipnei She'enu Mitzuya Ba'arvish Abasos. What does this mean? Let's look at Rashi. See, earlier Rashi says, no, the Rashi here, Eruv Shehu Mitzarfan Taima Mishum Kinyan. How does Eruv work to Mitzarev the various batim in to be viewed as one, so therefore they can now carry in the chatzar. Mishum kinyan. Shemakna lohu balabayis reshusam. So you put the Erev in one person's house, everyone is mishtatif a little bit in the past, and you put the basket in one person's house, and the owner of that house, with that, is makna his reshus to everybody, and therefore they're all living in this house. Shemakna balabayis, so Rashi says, the balabayis is makna his reshus, v'nimtzu kulam bayim v'vayis, zesha Erev munach bo, v'kol chotzer mishubedes reshusam zu v'achasi. So the chatzar now is mishubet to the reshus, which is now a joint reshus. At least this house is jointly owned. What about the other houses Rashi doesn't address? We see Rashi here didn't address the other houses. Did they also become like one? That's not clear in Rashi. But at least this house that everyone has a stake in right now, the chatzar is mishubet to this house, which everybody owns. How did everybody get to own it? Because by putting the pas there, what happens? The owner of this house is makna the reshus to everybody, and everybody owns this house. That's the gather of Erev, Mishum Kinyan. So what's the obvious question? So who needs bread? Why use bread? Why not use money? Here you have to know, Kinyan Kesef. Okay, Karka. Yeah, Karka. Yes, if it's kona, right? Metalpin is a shalmi the raisa, if it's kona or not. But here it's karka, so it works. Let it work, midin kesef. What do you need? Pass. And the answer is, v'she'enu mitzui b'av shabbosos. You want to, what's the whole purpose of having Erev Chaseros? Because you want to be able to carry on Shabbos. And right before Shabbos, you're not going to be able to go get, find your change because it's not easy to find. You put everything away. In fact, the Gemara, what if a person made an Erev Chaseros with money? Let it work. It's Mishum Kinyan. Where it says, Gzeira, Shema Yomu Ma Iker. They'll think, oh, it's really about money. It's not about pass. Vizim and Delo Shriach Ma, and let's say a person won't have a coin. Vil Asila Ruve Bepass. Dasi Erev Likel Kule. You're going to end up forgetting Torah's Erev because people are going to think it's only about the money, and then people don't have money, and then they're not going to have an Erev, and then the halachas of Erev are going to be forgotten. Therefore, they had to make a takana dafka to use pasta. How does it work? Mishum Kinyan. This is Shita Shmuel, right? What's the other Shita? Rabba Amar, Erev Mishum Dira. Here we have the other side. Erev Mishum Dira. Rashi, what's the idea of Mishum Dira? Shadaito shal adam alpito. Person thinks about where their food is. So Rashi says, Mishum Dira, they're living in this house, and the Rishus Achatz is Miuchedes for this bayis, not Mishum Kin, Mishum Dira. The Gemara says, My Nafgamina now, My Nafgamina, My Beinayu, Ika Beinayu, three Nafgaminas. Kli, one, two, Pachas Meshav Pruta. The other side by you is a different Gemara, but what is the next word? You have it here, the kata. What is the nafkamina? Three nafkaminas. Let's see if we can figure this out. Kli. Nope. Can you give? Can you be kona besuder? Rashi says, Umanda ame mishum kinyan, yachon giknos besuder. Gedach shar kinyan. So that's one nafkamina. Mishum dira, it's got to be food. If it's mishum kinyan, so suda works. Well, you can do it with a suda. Second afkamina is what? Pachas v'shava pruta. So if it's mishum kinyan, so if you have pas that you put, is less than shava pruta, will it work? No. It has to be enough to affect the transfer. It has to be a value. Shava kesef. It's not pruta, it's not shava kesef. But if it's midin dira, so it's also, they're living there. Even if it's, it has to have the value Mother Shtei Sudas, that's the din. But if it's not Shavu Pruta, I don't know how you can have exactly Mother Shtei Sudas, not Shavu Pruta, but Lamaisa, it would work Midin Dira and not Mishum Kin.
Why not Mishum Kin?
If it's Mishum Dira, then as long as it's Mother Shtei Sudas, it's good enough, then they're living there. If it's Mishum Kinyan, then it's not going to be called.
Chalipin
works. That's two, one, the two Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is Kli. Kli is a Suder. Mishum Kinyan would work. Mishum Dira would not work. Second Nafgamina, if it's not Shavaputa, it would not work. It's the reverse Nafgamina. Here, Mishum Kinyan would not work.
I think less than Shavaputa works being with Khalipa. With Khalipa, less than Shavaputa works, no?
You'd be using what?
Less than Shavaputa with Khalipa works, no?
Yeah, but you can't use Ochel. You know this from Kiddushin, no?
Lo machnavshe, lo machnavshe.
No, more than that. What is Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman of Machokis, whether you can call it in the food. Peri Abdi Chalipin or not. No? Remember this? Peri Abdi Chalipin. So we hold Peri Lo Abdi Chalipin. So you can use, you have to use a Kli. You can use food. So if the food is Gassan Shavaputa, Mishum Dira works, Mishum Kinyan.
But it's nothing to do with less than Shavaputa, it has to do with being food, no?
No, it can be Chalipin, and it can be, if it were Shavah Kesef, it could work. Shavah Kesef, food, Shavah Kesef,
it
could Kesef,
it
could Kesef, it could Kesef,
okay.
Yeah. So again, you're giving pass. The pass of the Shavaputa. If it's Mishum Kinyan, what affects the transfer? Kinyan Kesef. If it's Mishum Dira, it's because it's food, we're living where the food is. One afkamina is Kli. Can use a suda. Second afkamina, if the food is the suda's worth, but not a shavaputa. Again, I don't know how you can imagine that. But and then the third afkamina is katan. Can the katan be the shliach to collect the bread and put it in the house to make erev chatziros? He cannot be makna. So if it's mishum kinyan, it won't work. If it's mishum dira, then it will work. Okay, we just touched the words of the gemara. What does Tosfos want now? Back to us. So. We have in our Gemara, you cannot place an Erev in a house that's not Chazi L'dira. So Rashi immediately comments on Amid Beis, and we know Erev Mishum Dira. Rashi ignores the Shita of Erev Mishum Kinyan. Tosis is concerned with Shmuel Shita. Shmuel holds Erev Mishum Kinyan. So Tosis says, true, Erev Mishum Kinyan. However, Lo Mikno Rishusayu Bishvil Bayis Dilo Chazi L'dira. It's true that there's a Kinyan, but the Kinyan will only be for the sake of a bias to Lo Chazi L'dir. That's Chazi L'dir. If Lo Chazi L'dir, then there's no Kinyan either. Okay, it's hard to know what Tosis means exactly. So why should that be? The Kinyan needs to have a bias as Chazi L'dir. Stama, interesting deal in the Lashon. Lo Miknu Rishu Sayhu. What is being transferred in the Kinyan? From the way Rashi put it, what is being transferred? What Rishus? The house where the Erev is being placed, where the bread is being placed, that's becoming everybody's. Tosfos Lashon is not that way. Tosfos Mashma that somehow through this, everyone's Mishus is being transferred. This obviously indicates perhaps a different Havana in what it is that's happening Mishum Kinyan. And this is more Erev in Yanin, not for us. Tosfos has a right. The Kavasa Ashkechon has some another example of this. Shmuel Gufe. The Amar. The house where the Erev is being placed ain't sarach litein pas. So the person living in that house doesn't have to himself give pas. Everyone else has to give pas, and the person who's living in the house with a basket of pas is placed doesn't have to contribute. My time up, Lashon HaGemara is kula hachadairi. They're all living here, and they're living here through the pas, and he's living here already. But wait a second, the afal gpi deleth the isle Erev mishum kinyan, umiknu adadi. So what is Tosfos saying? Even though it's Erev Mishum Kinyan, still, it's a function of what? Of where they're living. If I'm living there, then I don't need to be makne. So what is Tosfos saying? Why is he saying that Dira? Answer is because the Dira is a function of, the Kinyan is a function of the Dira. Okay, again, we don't know so much about Erevin, but just that's the Taisha of the Tosis. I found something quite interesting. The Taz says, Kimat what Tosis says, but for some reason doesn't quote Tosis. I mean, maybe Tosis doesn't mean exactly the Taz says it, but I read you from the Taz, I think I gave it to you, in Hilchus Erevin, in Shin Samuch Vav, the Mechaber Paskin is based on our Sugya. A couple of things. Habayis shemanichim bo ha'eruv ain't sarach litein pas. That's what we just read in the Tosfos. The house where the Erev is doesn't have to contribute. Furthermore, v'ein sarach shiye be'erev shavaputa. We're assuming that Erev mishum what? Ain't sach yesham pruta. So erev mishum, mishum dira. And then the ein manichin also bechatzer el bebayis shemrayu ledira lafuke beishar achsad bepeses. V'tzach shehebo daladamos daladamos. All these halachas. Vafilu katan. Basically, he's running through the dinam of erev mishum dira, and he's mentioning the halachas that we have in our sugya as well as in the sugya in erev nemtes. The Taz quotes the Gemara Amesh Mo Erev Mishum Kinyan. And he quotes the Gemara the Rabbi disagrees, Erev Mishum Dira. And the whole Gemara, Ike Beinayo, the whole Gemara that we just read. Then he says, B'toch HaDvar, V'yishlomer, the Gam L'man Da'amah Mishum Kinyan, even the madam mishum kinyan be'inan al kopan dira. The ikar tama eruv la'arev hadiros v'arishuyos. Ela the madam mishum kinyan sfirulei kishim befarish behedya mishum kinyan mahani afilu b'kli. K'mashikos v'tosus yam. U'bezeh meturetz gamkein. With this we can answer the following kasha. Tell me the kasha sounds familiar, okay? Madi kasha. Kevan de Shmuel sfirulei. Erev Mishum Kinyan. Lama Amar Shmuel the Ain also bayis shemanichin shema erev tzarech lasis pas mitam shenechshav ki iludarsha. Alma taima the Erev Mishum Dira. The kasha the Shmuel Adadi. This is mamish what we have in our the end of our Tosis. Elavadik Mishka Safti Dira al kopanim bay. A strange thing is he's totally silent from Tosis. No, Tosus is saying a svara that even if it's Mishum Kinyan, it still has to have the element of Dira. What does Tosus mean? Does it mean that it has to still operate Mishum Dira, or just you have to have somehow the Das of Dira as well? Unclear what Tosus means exactly. Okay. I don't think we should start the next Tosus now, because probably no one got there. It's a small short seder today, right? Okay, also, in Yonim that are not so familiar, what you have to do, at least for this Tosus, is just Pashup Shat. To look at the Gemara that Tosus quotes just a little bit here on Nun Zayin, and then plow through the Tosus. It won't be that hard. It's just Pashup Shat, just to go to Pashup Shat, and just to work at the.